Introducing Kramer and Jess
on Mix 106.5.
Hey, Dawn from Bel Air, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
What's going on? What's going on with you? How are you?
Well, I've been a listener of Regan and Bethany for so long, and I'm a little confused and a little angry that there's some new voices on the radio, so I was kind of wondering what's your deal.
Yeah, totally. You and a lot of people this morning, trust me, as we're going through the phones, everyone's like, wait, this is not what I'm used to. This is completely different. And we, as the new morning show here, we're Kramer and Jess, by the way, want to be as open and honest as possible about this because I think you deserve it. I think everyone kind of deserves an explanation. You know?
Deserve it. And I think sometimes when situations like this happen, a lot of the times it's not acknowledged. And that's not something that we wanted to do.
Sure. So let's have an honest talk about it because, you know, Reagan was here for I think close to 20 years, maybe a little over 20 years.
Yeah.
Here on Mix. How long have you been listening to Reagan?
I've been listening to him since high school.
Yeah. So the best way I think I can put this is that there are a ton of diehard Reagan and Bethany fans.
Yeah.
And you can see that on all the social medias. You can, if you were in the studio this morning, you could feel it from the phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is there just wasn't enough. And this media business right now is, I mean, it's always been super tough, super cutthroat. If you listen to Mix for a while now, you've seen the change, and not just Mix. I mean, every radio station in Baltimore eventually is going to start rolling over. I mean, there's another show in the city that just turned over. Somebody else just left too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's so frustrating. And for somebody that worked though on a radio station for 20 years, I think number one, we have to like pay honor to his legacy because I don't know many people that make it 20 years on a radio station.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable. So we didn't want to just brush over that. We wanted to give that man his due respect, right?
Right. And I think another reason why it was so important for us to have you guys call in and share with us how you're feeling is because we've been through this before.
Yeah.
We were on a show together, and Kramer can kind of explain to you what happened to him.
It's for Reagan and Bethany's sake, I completely understand what that's like too. The radio business in general can be super cruel. And it was back in January, and great ratings. The station was making a ton of money. You couldn't be more protected, you'd feel like, in the radio business. And then one day the company decides they got to make a budget cut, and I'm out the door.
Yeah.
It was literally that fast. And so I sympathize for the two of them. I know exactly what it feels like. And as a listener, it's not fair to you. You know, it wasn't your choice. If it was up to you, they would probably still be here this morning.
Also, we don't want to leave you in the dark because these are people that you are spending your morning with every single day.
Right. So I just want to make sure that it's really clear as we're starting our first show on this radio station. It's very clear that they will be missed.
Well, you have some very big shoes to fill.
Yeah, and we do. And so two things. Number one, we don't expect to be your favorite morning show right off the bat.
Right.
You know, it's going to take some time. It's just like getting to know each other. And we're going to still play the same great music every single morning that they were playing and get you pumped up for the day, make you feel good, make you laugh, and all the things that, you know, a good morning show should do.
Yeah.
Jess, though, had an idea last night. You want to talk about, I don't know if we should talk about this on the air, but you'll see that we're completely open and honest. And
yeah, no, it's fine. I feel like that it would be very special, not only for you guys, but because Reagan has been here for so long, if he could just come on and at least say goodbye to you. I think there's been so many situations in our industry where, I mean, Kramer, for example, you have no idea that it's going to happen to you, and you walk in and that's it. And then you don't get to have this, you know, goodbye with people that you have spent so much time growing with and getting to know. And so we honestly haven't even asked permission for it yet.
Yeah.
We were just kind of tossing around the idea, but we just think it would be really special for you guys and for him, for at least if he could just come on and like say thank you, because he grew up here, you know? So that's what we're hoping, maybe.
And we, by the way, haven't run that past management yet.
Yeah.
We haven't run that past Reagan yet.
Yeah.
So we don't know if he would even want to do that. But we just want to let you just like reiterate you know, Dawn, that we understand. We get it. We're in your corner, too. And all we're asking, which is maybe just two things. Well, three things. Well, that's a lot of work for on a Monday morning.
Just keep it.
Okay. Number one, just check us out, you know, and come back maybe in a week's time. If you're still, I don't know. And maybe come back in 2 weeks' time. And I don't know. Just keep checking out the show. Keep supporting your local radio station. And number two, go check out our Instagram. We are Kramer and Jess. Kramer with a K, Kramer and Jess on Instagram. And number three is we have an uncensored podcast you might want to listen to kind of get to know us a little bit better. And that's up at mix1065baltimore.com. Can you just give us that, Dawn? That's all we're asking. If you still hate us
then that's fine.
You don't want to like us anymore.
We won't call you. We won't reach out again. We'll leave you alone. I promise.
Just give us a chance.
I appreciate the honesty, and I'm willing to give you guys a shot.
That's what we like to hear.
Thank you
very much. We're super excited to be here in Baltimore, and just the thank you for just that little chance, that little sliver of hope that we could be
That's
your next
That's all we need, honestly.
Show.
You made our morning, so thank you.
Thank you, Dawn.
Thanks, guys.